I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
But I'm a million different people from one to two. 3 to 5 central, and then also February 4th, it's going to be 5 to 6 central. And you're going to be able to listen to other people. But I will be introducing my guest that I'm having join me just in a minute. He's got some fascinating information. He's a regular guest, but he's got some great information that I think you people are going to want to hear. And also, I will let you know, after the somewhere at least by the first break, around 20 at the hour, we may be taking calls, but for sure we'll be taking it after the bottom of the hour, after about 30 minutes. So I think you folks are going to want to ask some questions of him, because I know I do. When he presented this to me, in fact, I said, okay, hold on. But first, let's get this show off to a proper opening. Today is January 1st, 2021, or January 21st, 2023. Holy crap, it's 2023. Wow. All right. And then let me give out my and a great way to interact with me today during the show, or even when I'm not on the show, is to reach out to us on Twitter. That's TalkWithJohn1 at TalkWithJohn1. The toll-free number, or the regular number, is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I hope my show is Now, here's my show prayer. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, the show mantra, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That's taken from Article 7. It's taken from 2 Corinthians and other places throughout Scripture. I won't break that all down right at the moment. But let's get to it. My guest for this hour, and we'll see how long we continue to go, is Michael Letts. Michael Letts is with InvestUSA. He is the CEO and founder of InvestUSA. Now, that's investusa.org. It's a national grassroots nonprofit organization that is helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for police forces through educational, public relations, sponsorships, and fundraising. He has over 30 years of law enforcement experience under his belt, hence his pro-police stance for his brothers and sisters in blue. Those interested in learning more can reach out to Michael Letts and visit their official website of investusa.org, and he will be happy to interact with you. Now, we're going to talk. He's got this interesting idea of what he can do, what he is thinking should be done about Joe Biden. But before we do that, before we go there, there is another subject that I think is worth covering, that I think is important, that you've been on top of and all over it. In fact, there is a recent article that I found on Gateway Public, or Gateway Pundit, not Gateway Public. I was Republic Broadcasting. Yeah, that's where I was getting it from, folks. That there was a sheriff who, an L.A. sheriff that died. L.A. sheriff. Let's see, L.A. County Sheriff, and I'm just going to give you the headline. I'm not going to go into the details. L.A. County Sheriff deputy dies after suffering medical emergency while driving. And this this deputy, he looks, yeah, he's only 26. He's a 26-year veteran, but he's in fantastic shape. He looks like he's in his 30s. So I have serious concern seeing that. In fact, I'm going to have to reach out to a good friend of both myself and Michael Letts, John Knox, who is for LA Firefighters for Freedom, or not LA Firefighters for Freedom. It's firefightersforfreedom.com. And I'm going to have to reach out to him about that, because I just saw that today. But the bottom line is, the article that I want to bring up with Michael Letts is I want to talk about Ron DeSantis. talking about what's going on with COVID-19. So Ron DeSantis' latest actions prove that some states acted harshly against police officers with COVID-19. New York still has yet to apologize to thousands it fired following the start of the pandemic, according to law enforcement, according to Michael Letts. And while some states are being cautious about potential new COVID variants, Governor Ron DeSantis made it clear that Floridians will not have to be concerned about mandates of masks and vaccines. So, some people believe that Ron DeSantis might be going to extremes to fight against COVID-19 rules and mandates. What do you think about this, Michael Letts?
Well, I will tell you this, John. Let's talk back about the L.A. County deputy. And that is one of many, many incidences that are occurring across the country. Most of the American public have been shielded, kept from what's really going on. But some of these cases leak out when it's a deputy, first responder, an athlete, you know, on the field. But what seems to be the common thread is all of these were forced into vaccinations and having boosters, et cetera. And now we're beginning to see more and more medical evidence of the dire straits that this COVID-19 vaccine has for implications of heart condition and other particular failures among young people, especially younger people who are given the vaccine and really didn't need it. And we're beginning to see more and more, literally not one or two, as we were led to believe, but literally thousands. And it's escalating on a continual month-to-month basis. And so the case that you just mentioned is one of many, because you remember first responders initially were told you either get the vaccination or you're fired. And you have to give up all your retirement and everything else. Many of us fought that, were successful in doing that. But there are many also first responders across the country that didn't know where that battle was going to head, couldn't afford to walk off the job and not be able to pay for diapers for next month. So they went on ahead and put their lives at risk by taking that vaccination. Many, many, many now call on me with tears, regretting how badly they feel about having made that decision because of what you're just talking about now. What they're seeing, and it's becoming more and more prevalent on a daily basis, especially on a monthly basis. Unexplained. And of course, when I say unexplained, John, the medical community knows what's really going on. They just don't want to create a panic. And so they're either delaying the results of the autopsies or they're trying to mix it in with other things that he had heart conditions or he perhaps had a fibrillation to begin with, et cetera. Bottom line is, though, the consistent is this vaccination on all these particular cases.
All right. So do you think it's wise? So do private businesses have the right to post these health requirements on its employees? And do you think DeSantis is correct in threatening private businesses and also federal or local government that their employees could be have action taken after them? What are your thoughts there?
I think he's exactly correct. And let me tell you why. Let's categorize this, John. When you join the military or you become a law enforcement officer, you understand when you sign on the dotted line the inherent risk that I'm putting my life at jeopardy at risk. When you decide I'm going to work with a computer firm or a medical firm, or I'm going to, work in a hospital, et cetera, you do not necessarily expect that job to cause you to potentially lose your life. When an employer puts a mandate on that, now we understand that it was not fully tested and fully vetted, and the implications health-wise are causing enormous deaths across the country. I believe that is morally wrong to ask an employee to be able to pay for his, to be able to provide employment and pay for his family, but yet to have to put his life on the line for something he was unaware of. And so, of course, I think DeSantis is right. Because he is trying to do everything he can to protect human life in Florida.
So, what's the New York Mayor Adams, who was a good cop, according to you? You had many interactions with him, from what you've
good
shared
cop,
with me.
Bad politician.
even went down. And they have to provide housing for. Well, there's a part of me that says, Mayor Adams, you ought to clean up that within your own town and get rid of those rules. But the bottom line is there are some things that man has right, but why hasn't he brought those cops back on?
You know, here's where I say good cop, bad politician. The Democratic Party especially is, and I'm just trying to single out Democrats. Republicans have done it as well, especially what we call the Republican establishment or the rhinos. Take a position that it is not you running for office based on your convictions and principles, but it's you're running for office based on supporting the party and its line and its narrative. You support the party, we will do the machine behind you to make sure you get elected. Of course, on the Democratic side, they've gotten pretty good about falsifying those elections and doing things with mail-in ballots and all that can steal elections. So they pretty much can guarantee you get elected. But that's what you're seeing, whether it's Adams or whether it's other people. They know that their positions are not where their heart is at, but yet they can't afford to cross the establishment or they will lose their position in office. To me, that's never been what public service is all about. Public service is about standing for principle and value. If you don't like it, vote me out, and we'll go from there.
Well, I tried this just a little bit, and that's not exactly what I originally thought. But you know, the cool thing about you is you have a vast depth of understanding and knowledge in many different things. So let's get on to you called me up and you said, "Hey, John, what's happening?" So, what is the Joe Biden situation? Does it call for a military tribunal? So, let me kind of go into this. Republicans have already formed a special counsel with Attorney General Merrick Garland, along with the FBI and Oversight Committee and Department of Justice. But is justice going to be served in any of these groups? We know that there were three different places that he had these documents between a quasi-business location and a supposed personal residence. Now, we're not sure if it was his personal residence, if it was his home, if it was Hunter's that he was paying $49,000 a month for, or if it was his son owned it. But we know that his Corvette was kept there, at the very least. So why not let's just start with, why don't you have any trust in the Republicans to get this handled? And why don't you have any trust in Attorney General Merrick Garland, along with FBI oversight and DOJ? Why don't you, especially DOJ, I mean, I totally trust those guys, and specifically with this point, I've got to trust them because, you know, they went after Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago, they raided his home, but when it's good old Joe, they're like, "Hey, you guys, just go look through it on your own."
Well, I think Joy on the View said it best. We all know that Trump's a thief and a liar, so you had to treat him that way. We all trust Biden. So, you know, when Biden's people called and said, "Oh, we ran into a few documents," perfectly acceptable.
All right, let's hit this score on the other side of the...
You got it.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like you.
Happy to be here with you today. I've got my guest, Michael Letts, is joining me for at least the remainder of this hour, and we are going to be taking your calls. So first, let me open up, tell you the phone lines are open up, and let me give out the phone number, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 313-9443. Look forward to hearing from you. So, what we're mainly talking about today is Joe Biden. And Michael Letts has some thoughts on how this needs to be handled. The Republicans have formed a special counsel, Attorney General Merrick Garland, along with the FBI, DOJ, Oversight Committee, and all the others. Who is going to serve justice for the on the American public's behalf? And what are your thoughts? Do we have trust in that? And if we don't, what's the proper way to handle that? Because, well, obviously Merrick Garland is totally on top of this and has got this handled because, you know, when attorneys found those documents that have been missing for somewhere in the neighborhood of about, I don't know, almost 6 years, you know, he made sure he went to the public and let them know, hey, there were some things found in Joe Biden's garage. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't happen. And he made sure, oh, let's make sure we have the FBI or DOJ who have individuals that actually have, you know, classified security clearances. Let's make sure that when they go through these documents that are could be national documents, you know, high classifications that have to do with Ukraine, possibly China and some other things. Who knows what else is there? Yeah, he made sure that there were some people there that were watching carefully, right, this whole process?
Don't think so, John. In fact, that is a critical contention point that you just mentioned. It's a very serious point. And let me tell you why it's so serious. Because when you look at what happened with Trump, first of all, archives said there were documents missing. Trump welcomed them to come to Mar-a-Lago. They came. They showed them the boxes. They obviously didn't seem concerned. They just told them to put a lock on the box, and they would get back in touch with them later as to what to do with them. Of course, they're getting back to later was suddenly they brought in a SWAT team, decided to search from top to bottom, the entire location, entire residency, because of the fact of this one provision. It is a felony for anyone without security clearance to handle or to view top secret or classified information. It's a felony. Now keep that in mind. Not a misdemeanor. It's a felony. So they had sent that, and that was their justification. They are sending in a SWAT team to go from head to toe to look for everything. The one problem that they're not telling you about is, of course.
Okay, but I want to jump in here. One thing about the Mar-a-Lago situation is, so they went in, they reviewed where the documents were stored, supposedly.
Correct.
They told him, okay, it's locked. Okay, so first of all, in order to get, not anybody could just walk in there, because even when the former president, Donald Trump, is not at his, or maybe even current, President Trump. We'll leave that alone for the moment. But there is Secret Service there at all times at Mar-a-Lago. That's at cool. his residence.
That's cool.
So you have a layer that you have to get through.
Correct.
How many Secret Service were watching it when he was the vice president?
None.
Speaking of Biden.
None.
Whoa. None. Okay. All right. And then they went in, they looked at this. I want to say it was like June, July.
Right.
Before they raided him in September. They told him, hey, put another lock on this. He did it. And then they decided to raid him again. Okay. So forgive me for pointing that out. So I'm shutting up.
Real quickly following what you just said there, here's another key component to that. Now, remember, it's a felony for you to look at things unless you have the classification. Obviously, the president has classification, and he also has the ability to declassify, okay? So when they came in, initially the boxes were there, they should have immediately taken them so that nobody else who, quote-unquote, didn't have security clearance would have access to them. They obviously felt comfortable enough that it was not a security issue that they told them to leave them there just to make sure that it was a secured lock. Okay, that's the one issue. But then they decided they would send a SWAT team with, all CNN and all the cameras there to record it, to make it look like they were searching from head to toe, because nobody's allowed to look at that if you don't have security clearance. Now, fast forward to the issue with Biden.
All right, so we need to pause. We just covered what happened with Donald Trump. On the other side of this break, we're going to contrast to what's going on with Biden. Correct. And his heavy level of security.
Exactly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Republic Podcast. Right now, I have Michael Letts of Invest USA joining me. And we were just talking about what happened at the Mar-a-Lago, how it was really well protected, but yet the FBI thought, and Merrick Garland thought it needed to be gone after. Now, we're going into more in-depth what is happening with the records there that are under the control of Joe Biden. So go ahead, Michael.
So fast forward, now you have the issue with Joe Biden. Well, first of all, here's some key questions. We still don't know the answer as to why they were searching for any records to begin with. That has not been clear. I mean, these, you know, why you would pay attorneys to go through boxes because they're getting too many in your house, you want to throw some out, or you know, you want to move them to a different location. I mean,
okay, I'm chuckling. So I'm going to tell you that smells to high heaven. That's that okay. That part right there. Okay, we're going to do a move. Okay, so I'm going to say probably a cheap Washington D.C. attorney retainer for a attorney is probably $250 an hour for a cheap one. Something tells me Joe Biden doesn't have the cheapest guys. And and the way it's phrased is his attorneys were going through. Correct. And so, you know, yeah. I mean, I've heard of like two guys moving. I've heard of college movers. I've heard of like poor guy movers. I've never heard of attorney movers.
Yeah. He didn't hire two men in a truck. Yeah, he hired a law firm to move his boxes and go through and check them at the same time. That was an expensive move, wasn't it? But we have no idea as to why they were doing that. That's the first issue, why they were moving. The second, now there's a theory behind that. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But the second issue was that when they supposedly discovered these classified documents, top secret documents, they called. First of all, not National Archives. They called their counterparts at the White House legal counsel office. Of course, now you remember, it is not the personal attorney of Joe Biden. That's the attorney to the office of the president's for presidential, right, for national matters, not for his issues. But needless to say, they went from that call to they called the Department of Justice. Now, here's where you come to a real dilemma, John. Because remember what happened before, there's national security issues, we're sending in a SWAT team, we're clearing everybody out, we're going to tear all the walls down, we're going to look from top to bottom. In this particular instance, it was kind of like, oh, okay, Well, keep looking. If you find anything else, we'll send somebody by later on this afternoon or tomorrow to pick up what you found. Now, that's a felony. That's coming from the Department of Justice telling somebody to do a felony, because remember, they did not have security clearance. They were not allowed to touch or to look at those documents, and yet they were being told to continue to move forward with whatever else they found, to put it in a little stack or a little Walmart grocery bag or something like that, and they'd swing by and pick them up later on that afternoon. So you have some key differences here. Now, you go from there, and we're going to get into this issue about the military tribunal. You go from there to expanding from one, which was his office at Penn State, his think tank, which was funded by the Chinese, by the way, the tune of $65 million. So it was funded there. They were moving it from there to also locate him in his residency, in his library in his residency, in the garage in the residency, and in the bedroom in the residency. So there are now four different locations, not three, John, where these documents are coming from. On that particular incident, you look at the documents that are being accumulated, being grabbed. They're top secret. And while you don't know what's in them, nobody can know what's in them unless you have security clearance. But the general topics appear to be that of military interest, i.e. Ukraine, China, Taiwan, other things. You cross-correlate that with who was representing those interests with Biden at the time. You'll find the name Hunter Biden pops up. Had contracts with each one of those particular entities.
Now, Hunter Biden, that's a, you know, Hunter sounds like a hunter. Maybe he's a Navy SEAL and has, or maybe he's a Green Beret, or, you know, maybe he's like a top person in the CIA or FBI. It's got to be something along those lines, right?
Unfortunately, not. Not he couldn't get security clearance if he was the last person in the U.S. So, I mean, no. He happens to be the son of the president, though. That's where the O comes into play. So he has these documents are in that particular residency. Now, let's talk about the residency for just a second. It is registered under Joe Biden's name. However, there's also a contract where he's renting it to his son, Hunter, for roughly almost $50,000 a month for that kind of residency. If you've seen the pictures of it, John, I don't know why anybody would pay more than $1,000 a month, much less $50,000 a month to rent that place.
Okay, so I think it's Zillow or something like that says that the rent on that should be somewhere in the neighborhood. It's a $1.5 to $2 million home. The rent on that should be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $6,000.
And remember, Zillow is always high. So that's a high estimate. But understand, now here's the security issues that you have. Now you have national security secrets that deal with the military. You want to keep this in mind, deal with military issues that are being stored outside of a safe location in a house that's being rented by a hunter who has contracts with the governments that would be interested in these particular files. He has full access. He moves people in and out, comes and goes as he pleases. So there's no way that those documents are secure. Now, where do we go to the next stage? Once all that begins to come out, then suddenly you can have people go into a panic. Well, what are we going to do about it? Well, the Attorney General immediately issues a special counsel. Of course, the credentials of the special counsel are being questioned as to whether his allegiance is with the administration or whether it's with clearly independent. And there's some question about that. But then on top of that, here's what has just happened in the last 24 hours. You've got the Department of Justice investigating with its special counsel, okay? The FBI is looking, that's one section. Special counsel is looking at it. Then you get on the political side. You've got the House of Representatives. You got Jim Jordan with the Judiciary Committee. You got Jim Cramer with the Oversight Committee. They're conducting separate investigations. So you've got four different investigations going on. DOJ has just announced today that it will not cooperate now with the Republican House investigations.
What?
It will not cooperate. It is usurping its perceived authority that this is a possible criminal investigation, and as such, they will not share or divulge any information. Even though, understand now, constitutionally, the House of Representatives has a responsibility in our Constitution to provide oversight to the executive branch agencies. Part of that oversight is, that's like me giving you $100, John, and saying, okay, now as part of my oversight, I'd like you to tell me how you're going to spend it. and you coming back to me and saying, no, we're going to do a criminal investigation. You don't get to, you don't have the right to know how we're spending that $100. We're going to do it, and we're investigating a crime, and because we're investigating a crime, we're not going to tell you how we're spending that $100.
Now, I am fine with the presidency or, you know, the executive branch telling them, hey, I don't care what you tell me to do about it. I'm not going to follow what you say. But that doesn't take away their ability that they constitutionally have the ability to have oversight. Oversight, I would say, also means they have the ability to see what's going on here, right?
You can't have oversight with it without the ability to monitor and to see what's going on. Now, remember, there's this key thing that always comes to play called redaction. So if there really is a need to, we're investigating you, John, I don't want your name out, we redact your name, but I still have an obligation, if I'm under an authority that has oversight over me, to tell you what we're doing with that money and what investigations we've got going on and some general status of those investigations. We are required to cooperate. But they've taken the position they are not. Now, why is that surprising? I think the American public realizes that the Department of Justice, the FBI, and other agencies have become highly politicized and weaponized. That's what all the general polling are showing. So we get back now to the investigation of these documents. The American public feels that half of them feel like it's tainted on one side, half feel like it's tainted on the other side. What has traditionally happened in these investigations, John? Let's look over history over the last two decades, especially with something that's been politicized. The Department of Justice just delays. They refuse to respond to questions. They investigate further. They appoint other additional counsel. They take their time investigating. And what's the purpose behind that? Because, John, they realize that over a period of time, if I delay an investigation for 4 or 5 years, that there's a different administration that comes into play after that, becomes less on the radar screen of the American public, and it's easier just to just simply say, you know what, we looked into it. We really couldn't find any substantiation worth pursuing. We're closing the case. So typically what you're hearing out now with the American public is the question you just raised. Okay, we understand there's an issue. What's really going to happen? Is anybody really going to be held accountable or not? Now we get into the issue that we're going to talk about, you and I talked about yesterday. Is that the only alternative? Is for the Department of Justice to investigate? Is for Congress to investigate? Both of them are already doing it right now. Neither one of them is cooperating with each other, and we have no idea how long or when or where it will take. If you look at our Constitution, John, there is a provision for the President of the United States to convene a military tribunal. Now, what is a military tribunal? It's different than a military court-martial. A military court-martial deals only with military personnel, okay? You have to be a member of the military to be under a military court-martial. A military tribunal is set up by the military, which oversees enemy combatants, it oversees contractors, and it oversees civilians that have any connection within the military, okay? Now, keep that definition in mind, because you're going to find out what we just talked about. You remember these files had to deal with what? Military intelligence, okay? So they directly affect national security, and they directly affect the military.
Do we know what, not only that it had to do with military in other countries, what specific countries do we know it had to do with, or do we know that?
They know that, and that's not public knowledge that can be disclosed. But yes, you know, it definitely is affects our national security.
Okay.
So that having been said, John, you now have, this is what people don't realize, and I'm getting a lot of feedback, pushback from Congress. While that provision is in the Constitution, because obviously Joe Biden is not going to appoint a military tribunal to investigate himself, okay? That's just not going to happen.
Right.
There's also the War Powers Act that was done centuries ago. That, remember, most Americans, I hope, realize this, that the president cannot declare war. Only Congress can, and it has to initiate within the House of Representatives, who have the presiding authority.
Correct.
The Speaker of the House. Under the War Powers provision, there is a section, little known, little read, but it's there, that allows them to also not only declare war, but to appoint a military tribunal as well. So there is that option of having a military tribunal appointed by the House of Representatives, by the Speaker, by Congress, to start that process. Now, what do the national polls show, John? National polls show that people don't trust their government. One of the last things they do, country's divided, but it consistently shows that if you had to trust somebody, the majority of Americans still have some degree of trust in our military. Now, what is a military tribunal? Again, we just raised that question. It is not your senior officers. It's not your chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's something like it is middle grade officers, captains, colonels that are already been selected. Okay, because we've done tribunals. This is not the first time. We've done them for years, centuries. The only thing that would be different this is we've never done one on American soil with an American president. This would be a first. But understand that if an American president is a civilian, these issues that we're talking about are dealing with national security. They are dealing with the military. So there certainly is precedent to establish a military tribunal. So you have these junior officers, these senior officers that convene as a jury. They sit down with the information. They're not interested in delaying 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. They take the information there. They quickly go through it. Is there grounds and evidence for a case, for guilt or not guilt? Not guilt, end of it. Dismiss, it's over. Move forward. If it is, they then move forward with a trial. The evidence is presented. This is not open to a jury. It's open to the military makes that decision. These officers make that decision. Guilty or innocent. And if it's guilty, then what are the consequences based on the code of justice? And those actions are recommended. People say, let me tell you the feedback, because it's becoming the talk of the town, shall we say, in Washington right now. The question is, well, can you guarantee impartiality? This is probably the greatest impartiality you're going to get in the society, in the American society we live in today. Are you setting a precedent? Yes, but remember, it is only dealing with military intelligence. This is not just dealing with somebody because I didn't like the way you look. We're going to call a military tribunal. That's what you specifically called. And again, the third thing, this is an option. But this is one that will cause a lot of pressure to be put because we can bring immediate results. And quite frankly, John, I think the American people are disgusted from the standpoint they see continually things being said, crimes being exposed, and nobody ever being held accountable. This brings accountability.
Okay, so here's a question. So you brought up my biggest fear is, and one thing that in the history of the United States, in comparison to a lot of other countries, is a peaceful transfer of power. The military has never stepped in. And the military, the commander in chief, is the president of the United States. Now, that's why one reason why you say a military tribunal may have authority over and some responsibility to do this.
Correct. Right.
But he still is their commander-in-chief and, in theory, could possibly tell any one of those guys to stand down.
Your question is a valid question. However, when a military tribunal is convened, he loses that authority. He is not the commander-in-chief. Okay? Military tribunal is brought into play. This is why military tribunals move so quickly. You don't decide to wait for 4 years before you decide what duty, John. I mean, these things are over in a week or 2 weeks. Either there's evidence and it moves forward, or there's not and it's dismissed and you're completely restored.
Okay, so do they have the ability to look at... So the military tribunal, can they go out and get the information that they want to look at? Or is that already provided for them?
They take the information that is currently there. There obviously has to be a basis and a reason on the ground for a military tribunal. They take that information, they sort through it, and for additional information, you remember the military has its own investigative bodies, agencies, and they supplement it with anything else they need.
So further question along those lines is who sits on – okay, so you said they're captains, majors, and colonels.
They have a select list. Put it this way. It's already in play. They wouldn't be put together for this particular thing. There are already select members that will serve on a military tribunal that have been selected for years that's just never been called.
Okay. Let's get into this a little bit more on the other side of this break. And callers, feel free to call in and ask questions.
Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed. Okay, can you hear me,
Michael?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, sounds like
a bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
He's not.
Yeah.
one of those.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.